Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is 8:50 and you're listening to Total Information AM.
And for anyone to claim that someone would leave this state because they cannot mutilate children legally in this state, my response to that, if someone is disappointed in Missouri because they can't harm kids here, we are better if they are gone.
That is Missouri State Senator Bill Eigel of St. Charles County last week on the floor of the Missouri Senate. The Senate passed a pair of bills aimed at the transgender community, SB 49, banning gender-affirming therapies and surgeries for minors, and SB 39, making it a requirement for transgender athletes to play on the sports team that matches the sex on their birth certificate. Those bills still need House approval.
Opponents of these bills are rallying today in Jefferson City at the state capitol. A protest for trans rights takes place at 2:30, and one of those headed that way is Rabbi Daniel Bogard from the Central Reform Congregation in University City. Rabbi, thank you for being with us on KMOX.
Oh, thank you for having me on. And CRC is actually in the city of St. Louis. They'd be mad at me if I didn't say that. So,
No, it's not in University City. That's what we had here. So, okay. Well, it's
No, we're the only Jewish community in the city of St. Louis, actually.
Where is it located specifically?
We are right across the street from Barnes Hospital, basically Waterman and Kings Highway.
Oh, fantastic. You're headed back to Jefferson City today. It's your second trip there this week?
I was there yesterday, too, really, for an awful, awful meeting with the Speaker of the House.
And how did that go? Tell us about it.
You know, it was the worst day I have ever had in Jeff City. It was a total lack of respect. We've gotten to the point where, you know, so many of these politicians know that what they're doing is wrong. They know that the way that they are targeting trans kids and bullying some of the most vulnerable children and families in this state is wrong. But they're doing it because they think it's good politics, right? I mean, we just heard that abhorrent clip from Eigel where he's talking about how Missourians should flee the state, that he doesn't want trans people in this state. I mean, that should chill the spine of any of our listeners who have any experience with history and looking at the very dark paths that rhetoric like that leads down again and again and again.
I can't imagine. I mean, that cut kind of took me back. I can't imagine what it's like for you and your family and your child to hear an elected official basically say, you're mutilating your kid and the state is better off without you. I don't even know what to say about that.
It's awful. In the ways that they distort and pervert the reality of what gender-affirming care is disgusting and it's reprehensible, and they do it again and again because they think it's good politics for them to torture the, you know, 2,500 trans kids in the state of Missouri or something like that. I'll tell you, that clip has kept me up at night. It's scary.
What do you say to your child? Because I imagine you try your best to shield your kid from this kind of rhetoric, but it's not always possible. They see the news, they hear things.
Yeah, look, first, I think it's important to say I have a 9-year-old, and he's a really sweet, well-adjusted 9-year-old who loves his computer and basketball and all the things 9-year-old boys do. And gender affirming care for him, despite the legislator's accusation of mutilation, gender affirming care is a haircut and clothing. And I have no idea what the future will hold for him in terms of health care, right? All we're asking for is that the government not insert itself into our pediatricians' offices, into our homes, things which I used to think of as being conservative values, but it doesn't seem like the conservatives in our General Assembly adhere to them. But to your question, yeah, I mean, we try to protect him from this as much as we can. It's scary, and he gets scared some. We don't let him go to testimony days in Jeff City because the legislators ask awful questions. I'm talking about sitting senators who ask children what their genitals look like. Right? Children. Like, that shouldn't set off alarm bells for all of us when that is the focus of our senators. So we will bring him sometimes for lobby days where the goal is really just to try to get these people to see my kid as human and to see that being trans is not a mental illness. It's just another way of being. My kid is absolutely the most well-adjusted of my three children. This is not a mental illness. It's just another way of being a human being.
Let me close with asking you a two-part question here. You have testified several times. Are you making progress? Do you feel like Republican lawmakers ever seem swayed at all? And if these bills do pass, what will happen to your family? Would you move out of state?
Well, I thought we were making progress. And look, activists in Missouri, and by activists, I really just mean parents who love their kids and their kids happen to be trans, have successfully fought back these bills for a number of years now. It's not looking great this session. Part of what was so tough about being in Jeff City yesterday was all of a sudden these Republican legislators won't even look me in the eye. Like, can't look me in the eye. And it's the sense that they know that they are hurting us, that they are hurting our kids, that they are hurting our families, that we are scared because of them, because of our government coming after us. And they can't bear to look at us anymore, right? It's too hard to look in the eyes the people that you are harming because you think it's good politics. I don't know how optimistic I am in the short term here in Missouri. I'm really optimistic about Missourians. I know so many Missourians who have grown and gotten to know the reality of who trans people are and the reality of trans kids and have stopped listening to the ridiculous, hateful rhetoric that you hear on so much of cable news. And, I have a lot of faith in everyday Missourians. It's our legislature that terrifies me.
Rabbi Daniel Bogard, Central Reform Congregation in Jefferson City for a rally this afternoon. Thanks once again for joining us and giving us your perspective.
Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.